Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome back to For Pod's Sake. I'm Louise Boyce, as known as Mama Staccato, and these podcast series are sponsored by the brilliant award-winning dental practice, 10 Dental, where it is where I go for all my treatments, but obviously in these circumstances, it's closed at the moment. We are recording a podcast today in isolation. My first time I've ever done this. We're doing it through Zoom, and I'm delighted to say that we're talking today with Jo Tutchner-Sharp, who's the founder of Scamp and Dude, the award-winning superpower-infused fashion brand for kids and grown-ups. So hello, Jo.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, do you know what? It's actually a pleasure just to talk and sit to someone other than my children.
Yeah.
How are you doing in isolation?
Same. All right. It's okay. Surviving, I would say. It's definitely not easy, but I keep just thinking, I've got space, like we moved out of London in August, and so I just so grateful for the space, because if this was still happening back when we lived in London, it would be a lot harder. So I keep thinking I can't grumble because other people are in a lot worse situation, but it's still hard.
It is hard. I mean, that is true. I mean, we actually put our house on the market and then the next day took it off again because we were like, well, we can't go anywhere for a while, so that's fine. Yeah. We'll just stay put. No, but I mean, you know, it is hard, and it's hard for all mothers, parents, people generally out there. And the other day I was wearing one of your Scamp and Dude jumpers, which I seem to be living in at the moment.
It's
like my uniform, because it's comfortable and fashionable and it's just perfect. But I did press my lightning bolt on the side of my jumper.
Your superpower button.
I pressed the superpower button because I genuinely was like, I need some help right now. It got to a point where the kids had reached next level of stress, and I thought, I need some help. So I pressed the button, and it definitely helped. So thanks for that.
Brilliant. That's what I like to hear.
So Scamp and Dude, I first found out about you when I joined Instagram, and then we met at those awards in 2017. Yeah. You won the award for Best New Brand. Was that right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about the backstory of why you decided to start this brand. I mean, I know the story, and it generally reduces me to tears, but so I'll let you talk about it.
Okay. So, I used to work in PR, so I ran a PR agency, and I was selling the shares in my PR company, and anyone who's had their own business before and has to makes the decision to leave and to sell, it's such a big decision. It's such a hard decision, and the process is really quite painful. And I ended up with a spasm in my face and went to the doctors and said, what on earth is this? And they said, you are dangerously stressed. You need to stop whatever's going on in your life right now. Move on. You know, you've got to get through what's going on. Anyway, to cut a long story short, a month after, I ended up in hospital having had a brain hemorrhage. So this was like a warning sign, my body saying, stop, you're so stressed, you've got to stop this. And then I discovered I had a lump on my brain that we didn't know what it was at that point. So obviously everything changed, my life changed at that moment, because you're in a hospital bed and you're being told you've got a lump on your brain, you've had a brain hemorrhage, and my kids were just 1 and 3 at the time, and all I could think about was I can't leave them without and mummy, I can't leave them. They need me. This is, and I remember this grey room in the Whittington Hospital and just lying there thinking, well, everything's just changed. Everything's, and I didn't know what on earth was going to happen. But fast forward, that was in the October of 2015. Then I found out I was going to have brain surgery to have this lump removed because it could have hemorrhaged again at any point. And even still then, we didn't know if it was a brain tumour or a blood tumour. So it was really the whole Scamp and Do story began here, where I was facing the fact that I might not come out of the surgery. I was saying goodbye to the kids and saying goodbye to my parents, my husband. And
oh, gosh.
It just that feeling of not knowing. And it's totally true what people say about the Golden Gates, going there and reassessing all your life and looking at it all and going, am I happy with how I've lived my life? Have I done everything I wanted to do? And the one thing that really just kept sticking with me was that I hadn't helped enough people. And I don't think I'd even realised that was, I mean, obviously I like to help people, but I hadn't realised that was such a big, important thing to me until that moment when I thought, I was recapping all the good things I'd done. And I was thinking, I ran a 10K once and raised $2,000 when my dad was poorly for cancer research. But other than that, I couldn't really think of a huge, I'd always sponsor people if they were doing something, but I hadn't really done enough good. I'd had a great time running a PR agency and I'd had a really fun time and I'd been a good friend and a good daughter and a good wife, but I hadn't helped, I hadn't done enough good. And that's what I just kept, I couldn't lose that feeling and thinking, and now it's too, might be too late for me to change that.
Wow, that's really humble.
So went into the surgery and luckily did come out of the surgery and started recovering and just felt so unbelievably grateful that I was still alive and that I was giving a second chance. And I thought to myself then, whatever I do next is going to be helping people. It's going to, I don't know what it is, but that's what it's going to be. And the first idea I came up with was, so I couldn't see my kids for 10 days. That was in hospital, my choice, because one side of my head was shaved. I was cut from here to here, staples all down my head.
Yeah.
So I didn't want them, that image would stay with them forever. I didn't
Absolutely
want them to see does. That. So I was like, I just had to not see them. They're with my parents. They're being looked after. They're fine. But I knew that they were going to find it hard. Like, mummy's disappeared for 10 days. And I was just lying there a lot thinking about it and thinking, what do I wish I could have given them to make them feel safe while we were apart? And the thing I came up with is what is now our superhero sleep buddies. Because I thought, I wish I could have given them a superhero to watch over them. And a superhero they could have snuggled. And then I thought, if I could have made this like snuggly superhero, and on the back, if I put a pocket, I could have put my photo. So I could have said, mummy's still here. So this is the superhero, and there's the pocket in the back that you put your picture.
That is so beautiful. So, God, it's actually making me well up.
I thought to myself, if I make these, I can donate one for everyone's soul to a child who loses a parent, because I was obviously worried about leaving my kids without a mum. And I thought that could be my way of giving back. I can give these to children. They can put the parent that they've lost in the back and snuggle them close and hold them close, or children that are very poorly. So that's where the little birth of Scamp and Do came. I didn't even know it was Scamp and Do. I just thought, I'm going to make these things. So then came out of hospital and started recovering and started just researching how I could make them, because I'd never made anything like that before. But that burning kind of passion for wanting to help these kids who do lose a parent was spurring me on to do it. And I was still having the most horrible migraines, and brain surgery is an absolute ugh to get over. It's a hard to get over.
I can't even begin to imagine.
I can just remember these migraines and my head like clamp it. And sometimes I'd be like, I've just got to stop. I've got to lie down. Like, my head would just feel like it had a clamp around it. And, just the thought of being able to create these little things was something. It was like a little get well goal for me. And it really kind of spurred me on. Then I thought, I came up with the slogan, a superhero has my back, because I wanted kids to think.
And I love that.
Someone's watching over them wherever they are. And that superhero is actually probably us, the parents who are watching over them and keeping an eye on them. But to them, it's this superhero in the sky who's going to keep them safe. And I thought, I want to put that on the back of T-shirts and sweatshirts, because kids going off to school, going off to nursery, they can wear them and feel like, yeah, I'm okay. A superhero is watching over
me. Absolutely.
So that's why I started then designing the clothing range to go with it. And then I just loved doing that so much, I got carried away and it became a full-on collection.
I mean,
of
it's
clothes.
A huge, huge success. When you opened up your first store, was it last year?
Yes. So we launched into Liberty the year I actually launched the company. We launched into Liberty then. And then since then, we've gone into Selfridges and John Lewis. And then we opened our own shop a year and a half ago in Highgate.
Incredible.
Yeah, which is now closed, unfortunately.
I know.
But for lockdown. But it will be back.
It will be back. And people will be flocking
there. And our online
shop's
still open, thank goodness. So we've got a really amazing fulfillment company who are taking all the right safety measures. Everyone's packing in far away from each other. They're doing a deep clean every night. Like, they're so on it.
That's fantastic.
Luckily our online store is still open.
That's brilliant. And you are helping so many people with this brand. I mean, in today's climate with this horrendous coronavirus, you've started the Create campaign.
Yes.
Which I think is a fantastic idea. And for those of you that don't know, it's an opportunity for kids to let their imaginations run wild at home during isolation and to help keep them amused. And also raising funds for the NHS is such a good idea. And so what you're asking for is for children and adults to design a new superhero character for Scamp and Dude. Is that right?
It's basically when I was thinking about schools closing and I was thinking, oh my goodness, this is so tough for us parents. Like, this suddenly you've got the kids at home, you're having to get your head around homeschooling, you've got trying to entertain them, and if you're a working mum like me trying to run your business as well as entertaining the kids, it's really, really hard. So
yes, it is.
I thought how about I launch a little campaign where it's create a superhero, so kids can create their own superhero. We have our various superhero characters that our sleep buddies are made from, like the dinosaur and the rabbit. And we've had, in the past, we've had a superhero octopus and a superhero whale. And I just wanted kids to give them a little project, even if it just takes an afternoon, gives them something to do for an afternoon. But they have to also tell me why their superhero helps other people, how it helps other people. So they've got to also think about helping others with it.
Oh,
so they
just so
draw
nice.
Their superhero, but then they've also got to think about how it helps people. And the winning design will be put on a T-shirt where all the profits will go to the worst affected NHS trusts.
It's a fantastic idea. We started it actually, and what was it? My kids got involved. And my eldest son drew, I think it was me, because it was a woman with blonde hair, with yellow hair, you know, which was lovely. You know, it's nice to think, because I think kids do look at parents and think that we are superheroes and we can fix everything. You know, they fall over and we give their knee a kiss and all of a sudden everything's fine.
Yeah,
I just definitely wish that, you know, us adults had that.
Yeah, exactly.
In these times. You know, I think my superhero right now is, I guess my kids are my superheroes, my husband as well. You know, we're all helping each other, trying not to kill each other. But that's, it's such a lovely idea. And what designs have you had so far that are your favourites?
We've had so many absolutely gorgeous ones. Like, people have been doing superhero rainbows, because I think the rainbows become a real symbol of the coronavirus and everyone sticking together and positivity and like looking for the glimmer of hope. And
yeah,
and we've had stars, we've had sloths,
I love sloths,
so many. And I opened it up to adults as well, just saying, you know, if there are any adults who are finding this hard, it's quite therapeutic actually to do a bit of designing. And if to create something that kind of shows what everyone's going through at the moment, and something that shows positivity and community and sticking together and superpowers and just let your mind go crazy. If there's one that could work for an adult's t-shirt, then I'll make some adult's t-shirts as well. And that's just raising even more money for the NHS. And we've had some great entries for that as well.
When's the end of, when's the end finish date, and when
are
you going to announce?
6th of April is when we are going to stop entries coming in. And then I'm going to announce it on the 1st of May.
Amazing.
And then when we actually can go into production depends as to whether my factory is open or not, because all our clothes are made in Portugal, and they're having some difficulties over there. So it all depends on when I can get them made. But hopefully I can turn it around quite quickly. And
oh, it'll be amazing. I can't wait to see. Cannot wait to see it. It's such a good idea. But you've done so many other things as well. Like all the other campaigns you've done in the past, you've done swag bags with purpose. It says you raised over £71,000 for multiple charities.
Yeah, so the most recent one we've done is every now and again we do what we think of as random acts of kindness. So for the NHS this last week, because we know those doctors, the frontline staff, are just having the most horrendous time, and they're putting their lives at risk every day, and they're going in and facing all these corona victims and trying to save their lives and putting their lives at risk at the same time, have to be away from their families. And we just thought, I just wish there's something we could do. And so we decided for 24 hours, we were going to donate a sweatshirt, thinking, you know, this is a superpower infused sweatshirt. Like, no one deserves it more than these superheroes on the front line at the moment. So we said for 24 hours, for every sweatshirt sold on our website, we would donate one to an NHS worker on the front line. So we were so thrilled with the reaction. We've got the most amazing community on Instagram who just love giving back and helping people as well. And we ended up being able to donate 440
sweatshirts. That's fantastic.
So we sent them over to King's and to UCLH, and we've just had the most amazing response from doctors and nurses, and pictures of them wearing it, just saying, you've just lifted us, you just put a smile on our face after a really, really terrible day. And now that's all we wanted to do. And we've done that.
That is fantastic.
And we've done it before, the Random Acts of Kindness, with it's like celebrating World Kindness Day. We'll suddenly say, right, for 24 hours, we'll donate a sweatshirt to a mother of a child at Great Ormond Street for everyone sold. So we'll send hundreds of sweatshirts over there to put a smile on their face. It's just trying to think of people who are having a really hard time and trying to lift them. So that's our sleep buddies, for example. The start of Scamp and Jude was these lovely little superhero sleep buddies, and we've donated over 1,500 to kids now who have either lost a parent or are seriously ill. And we launched our super scarves, because one thing since launching Scamp and Dude is I've got to really understand is how hard it is for the parents when the children are ill. And also I know firsthand how hard it is when you're seriously poorly, worrying about the children. So I wanted to help those mums as well and dads. And so I launched super scarves. So they're some leopard and lightning bolts scarves, where for every one sold, we donate one to a woman who has cancer or another life-threatening illness, or the mother of a child who has a life-threatening illness. So women or men who are having a really hard time, people can nominate them. We have an email address, which is wecare@scampanddude.com. And people can nominate children for a sleep buddy or adults for a scarf by emailing there and just telling us their story, what's going on with them, and give us their address, and we'll just send one over to them with a little note just saying, someone's nominated you and we're thinking of you, and we're sending this super.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Power is your way.
It's the most thoughtful fashion brand I think I've ever come across. And the clothes are fantastic. You know, all of it's fantastic. And I know that we did a shoot together, what, a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
And I saw something that new that's coming out, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. I don't know if I'm allowed to say what it is, but stuff that's coming in is so good.
We've got wellies coming as well, which I've not kind of talked about those yet. We've got all sorts.
Oh my god!
We're upgrading the sleep buddies as well. Like, we're turning them into actual little toys.
Oh, look at that!
More little toys.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
We've got lots going on. I think as Scamp and Do's grown, as my team's grown, like when I was first launching myself, I was doing everything. So I definitely had my limitations when it came to sourcing new factories and being able to go into other areas like wellies and actual toys rather than my sleep buddies that were a bit more like shaped cushions. And as my team's growing now and I'm employing people who have contacts with other factories and they know how to make wellies, you know, they know who to go to, because it's so complicated when it comes to choosing a factory.
Yeah,
you've got to make sure they've all got the device safety reports and that they're ethical. Like, for us, it's so important to us that we know that all the staff are being paid fairly, that it's totally ethical, that it's sustainable and it's fair, and all those working conditions. And that's, you have to get all the right safety reports before you even go there.
But that's fantastic that you actually think about that as well. You know, I think there are brands that just think, well, you know, I just want to make money. That's what I care about. I just want to make money for myself. You're actually, what, you know, you actually care. You're helping other people and you're doing exactly what you said you wanted to do. You know, when you were lying in that hospital bed, you're doing it. It's unbelievable. And going back to what you said about the amazing community within Scamp and Dude with your customers, I remember a couple of years ago, maybe a year ago, a big brand tried to copy your branding and your logo and your slogan and everything. And I know that was an extremely stressful time for you, of course. But you won the battle. And the amount of people online via Instagram and Facebook who had your back at that point,
massively.
Your community was the superhero. We all had your back, and everyone was reposting the same thing. And it was just the sea of pink on Instagram like, you know, what the hell is going on?
Definitely. That was absolutely mind blowing. And it's actually happened twice. I've had two different big companies replicating what I'm doing. And what actually made both of those end up positively for me was the community and the support of the community on Instagram and them. And also it is really stressful. And when you're working, I haven't got a big team. You can feel quite alone sometimes. And back then, even more so. And suddenly you don't feel alone anymore because you've got this whole community behind you going, keep going, you can do this. This is morally wrong. Mm. Stand up for it. You're actually standing up for all small businesses here saying this isn't right. Keep going. And that's what I needed to hear, because you're at home going, oh, this is so horrible. It's so stressful. And I hate confrontation. You've got confrontation with lawyers and
it's
horrendous.
Were you worried? And then, sorry to interrupt, but were you worried with the extra stress? Were you worried about, you know, what happened before, you know, with your lump on your brain? Were you worried about that coming back?
No, well, I am more mindful of stress now. And I know when I've got those moments where I can feel the anxiety or the stress building, but I have to keep reminding myself that the lump that caused the hemorrhage has gone. So I know that the lump that caused the hemorrhage has gone. So I used to get really stressed about it, and I used to get stressed whenever I'd have a really bad headache. But I just need to remember that the lump has gone, that was removed. And so now, I need to be wary about stress, but not be completely paranoid.
And if you could go back to yourself in that hospital bed and say to you, if someone said to you in that hospital bed, in a few years' time, you're going to have this and this and this and this, like, what would you have said to them?
Oh God, I wouldn't have absolutely believed it. I still can't believe it now, because I was in that hospital bed knowing that I'd sold my company. I was in the midst of setting up a skincare business with a big skincare blogger friend of mine, and I was really excited about that, but we hadn't actually launched it yet. So I was still in that stage of you know, it hadn't happened and I was building up to it, but it wasn't kind of, it wasn't ready to go. So if you'd have told me this, I literally pinch myself so often. Like, things happen, like we get awarded with awards that Drapers gave us an award, and you know, when you just, and I used to read Drapers at fashion college, and I'd be going read it, and then you're suddenly on stage receiving an award, and it's all these things I can't actually believe this is happening. And
it's well deserved. Did you get Entrepreneur of the Year for Hello Magazine?
Yeah. And then there's another one of the British Business Award for Fashion Brand of the Year, and all these things, like, it just feels quite surreal. And yeah, there's a lot of crazy things that have gone on since I've launched Scamp and Do that I do go, oh my God, I can't believe. But also, I can't believe that this is my job, that I'm designing clothes. I love doing the designing clothes. I decide I want something, like the thing you were talking about that's coming soon,
which is
a lovely leather crossbody bag.
I'm so excited.
But even that, like, I think of what I really, really want and what I wish was available, and I can make it and design it. And that's just, I feel so lucky that I'm able to do that. And also that I can make these decisions. I'm not a big brand that has to go through so many different people to make a decision. I can make a decision, like, I'm going to donate these sweatshirts to the NHS. Like, it's £22,000 worth of sweatshirts we donated. A big business might be like, of course you're not going to do that. Don't be so ridiculous. And we're just facing an economic crisis. And so actually, you know, maybe it is bonkers that I just did that. But I want to do that because actually the reason I've launched Scamp and Dude was to help people and to give back. It wasn't about becoming a multimillionaire. So I'd rather do that and risk that maybe that's a bit of a financial bad thing to do at the moment. But I don't care. I'd rather think that I was putting a smile on those 440 NHS workers' faces.
And you can go to bed content and happy and smiling, going, I've done something really good today.
Yeah,
every day, exactly. Actually, every day. I mean, that is, you know, that is fantastic. And it's amazing that you had that realization when you were sick. To, you know, I wonder where you would be now if you never went through that. You know,
I definitely wouldn't be here doing this. I would have launched the skincare brand and I'm sure that would have been really exciting and great, but it wouldn't have fulfilled me in a way that Scamp and Dude does, because it's the giving back bit that's it just filled me with purpose and made me just feel it's everything. It's the most important part of what we're doing. So,
and why the name Scamp and Dude?
So that was a little nod towards my kids. So I know everyone, loads of brands call their companies after their children, and I didn't want it to call it their names, but I wanted it to be a nod to them, because it was being apart from them and the thought of leaving them without a mummy. That's how Scamp and Do started. So Scamp is just the name I always called Sunny, my eldest, and Dude was just a nod to Jude, because I didn't want to.
That's
so Scamp and Dude is just a little nod to them, but I just love the way it sounded as well. I just thought it just sounds like a kind of fun but cheeky brand.
I love it.
Just seemed to work.
Love it. And I've mentioned this before, but I mentioned it again. I have been living in Scamp and Dude clothes. You know, we are at home every day, all day, every day. I'm currently wearing a Scamp and Dude dress. I've dressed up because it's Friday and I like to dress up on a Friday. But yeah, I mean, if you look at my TikTok, I'm just wearing your clothes the entire time.
Your TikTok is literally giving me life at the moment.
Well, TikTok's giving me
life. Absolutely loving it. You are so brilliant. You're so funny. I was showing my husband all of them. I was going, look at this one. And now look at this one she's done. And look at this one. And we were just creasing.
Oh, thank you. But it is. I mean, TikTok, for me, humour gets me through things.
Yes, definitely.
When things are tough, you know, I think, you know, it's so good to laugh. And every time I log into TikTok, I find myself laughing out loud. So that's why I wanted to do more of it. But yeah, so you'll see that I'm wearing nearly every single one. I'm wearing Scamp and Dude clothes because they're comfortable, that, you know, you can be rolling around on the floor and then, you know, going to the shop and you still look and feel wonderful. And so thank you. And also pressing
thank
the
you.
Lightning bolt button, which does
whenever
help
you need your
whenever
superpowers.
I need that. Yeah. Jo, thank you so much for being on the podcast. And it's good to know that we can actually do podcasts via technology like Zoom and talk to other people. So thank you so much for joining. And for those of you listening, please look at the Scampandude website to buy dresses, jumpers. You've got those amazing like camo, like jogger bottoms. What would you call them?
Yeah, the joggers and the sweatshirts and the hoodies have been flying out since everyone's been stuck at home. It's kind of comfy but stylish loungewear.
That's it.
Which
it's
we
comfy
all
but
need.
Stylish. That's exactly. That's perfect. So www.scampandude.com. And if you're nominating a child having a hard time, you can email scampanddude at wecare@scampanddude.com. And if you are submitting a picture of your superhero drawing for the competition, that email address is superhero@scampanddude.com. And if you're not following Scampandude, make sure that you are on Instagram, which is just Scampandude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Simple.
Simple, done it. So, Joe, thanks. Thank you so much for coming in and good luck. Stay safe, stay at home. Everyone, stay at home, stay safe, wash your hands, all that jazz. And hopefully we'll be out of this sooner than we think. And once again, this podcast is sponsored by Tendental, the award-winning dental practice, who I cannot wait to reopen because my tooth needs to be looked at. Joe, thank you so much. Next time I see you, we'll hopefully be in real life. And
yes,
we shall have a glass of champagne together.
Definitely. Can't wait. Thank you all so right. much
Thank
for having
you.
Me.
Lots of love.
And you. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.